Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
All right, here we go. Wednesday morning, New York City, the Boomer and Geo program. Coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio, 877-337-6666. We've got lots going on. We've got the start of the baseball season, even though it is in South Korea. We've got Wagner moving on in the NCAA tournament. We will get to that in a couple of minutes. We've got Virginia embarrassing themselves at the NCAA tournament. We'll get to that in a little while as well. But we're going to start where we probably started sometime around this time last year, maybe a little later, and that is the fact that the New York Jets are going to win the damn Super Bowl. Good morning, Boomer Esiason. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. And yes, you just heard me telling Fleeks that, yeah, all this stuff looks great. And I love the signing of Tyron Smith as long as he's healthy. And I do love the signing of Mike Williams as long as he is healthy. These are both guys that should have plenty of years left. But you noticed all these guys are signing 1 or 2 year deals. And I think you got to be really careful with these guys. You never know. And while everybody is like fawning over the signings, which they should
be. I'm fawning.
I mean, a lot of times you cannot win the game of football just by via free agency. You know, you got to make sure that you have a young core of players. And I think the Jets really do have that. And it's probably about 12 or 14 young players on this team that should support these guys that are coming in here as free agents. But I do worry. I always worry. It is a young man's game. The youngest team in the league is the Green Bay Packers. They're a bunch of babies. I don't think there's one guy over 28 years old on that team. And Brian Gutekunst has basically said, you know, we're going to get younger, we're going to get faster, and we're going to stay healthier. And that's the point. And, you know, you bring guys in off of knee injuries, off of ankle injuries, off of shoulder injuries. We've seen this before with the Jets, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Where guys can't make it through the season. So I love the signing. I love the fact that somebody sent him a DoorDash sandwich. Whether you like the sandwich or you don't like the sandwich.
Sandwich.
He seemed like he liked the sandwich. And that's all that really matters. And now the Jets literally have three guys that are 6'2 or over that Aaron Rodgers can throw to. And I think that Sauce is probably maybe, and not Sauce, Garrett Wilson's maybe not quite that tall, but he plays big. You know what I mean? He's got the long arms. He's got the great leaping ability, and he'll go up and get a ball. So now they have three guys, including Alan Lazard, if Alan Lazard gets his head back into this season coming back with Aaron Rodgers. They do have three very, very, I think, good targets for him to throw at. Now, the other thing this does for the New York Jets now gives them some flexibility with the 10th pick overall. And the reason for that is, let's say they do want to add another offensive piece. A lot of people have mock drafts. A lot of mock drafts have them taking the tight end, Brock Bowers, which wouldn't be a bad pick. A young guy is supposedly an explosive tight end, and that would be something that would be great to go along with Aaron Rodgers. And then you could turn your attention to defense and fill in where you feel like you need to fill in, and probably offensive line when it comes to depth.
All right, you said a whole lot there.
Yes.
So here's what
I'm trying to cover the entire situation.
So let's address them as you go through. So number one, you started with the injuries, and you're not wrong. One thing about Tyron Smith, though, and I certainly saw it with the Cowboys, he did play, I think it was 13 or 14 games last year. He has had back issues. There's no question about that. But he has fought through them. He's one of the tougher guys, I would say, who has played through pain and still played at a, maybe not an all-pro level, but still has played at a high level. So I do think while he does have injury questions, I do think you got a guy that's going to give you 13, 14, 15 games.
Fair to say that the moment that the Cowboys released him, that he was the Jets' number one target.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt that the moment that he was released by the Cowboys, that the Jets were going to go after him and go after him hard because they still, you know, they just can't find a way to kind of stabilize their offensive line. And maybe this does, at least for a year. But now you got to talk about backups. You got to talk about other people just in case. I mean, 17 games is a long time.
100%.
You know that, and I know that.
Especially if you're expecting to play another two or three or four in the postseason, depending upon where you finish. But the contract is also highly incentivized, which also is going to give him reason to get on the field. He's made a lot of money. I know that. But I really do think Tyron Smith, having watched him for the last decade, is a guy that loves football. And that's a big deal. I don't think he's the type of guy that just wants to walk away. That's one. Two, Mike Williams, I think great guy to stretch the field, all of that, and everybody will talk about the injuries. You're not wrong. But, you know, you look back a year ago, not this past season, but the year before that, played 14 games. You look prior to that, 16 games, 16 games, 16 games. So it's not like Mike Williams comes in as a guy that plays 9 or 10 games every season and he's injury prone, but he has had some, and it is an issue for sure. But I do think not having to be the number one guy on this roster, that is a big deal.
And, he wasn't the number one guy in L.A. either.
But he could have gone somewhere to be the number one guy, and he comes to a place in New York where he doesn't have to be again, so it works out well. Three, Aaron Rodgers coming off the Achilles, and you talk about a younger man's game. All true, but we've seen Tom Brady go into his mid-40s and perform well. I do believe Aaron Rodgers is that type, and while he didn't play last year, who knows? Maybe he's better for it, and his body didn't take a beating for a year, and he comes out just firing this year, which is why I love this team going into next season like I did last season.
I think they've gotten better than the Bills and the Dolphins.
I agree.
Assuming, and this is a big assumption, that Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy. Now, this is one of the reasons why Aaron Rodgers at the end of last season wanted to practice with his teammates. He wanted to feel like what it was like at the end of the season, to be out there, to be a part of it, and try to create a normal routine in the offseason. I think that's a good thing for the Jets, and that's good for Aaron. So hopefully that's going to work out. And I guess, he's out of the VP running now. So that's another good thing for the Jets.
Yes, he can put politics off to the side for a couple of more years. And the other thing you hit on was the fact of it being a young person's game and having to have a core. This team has a core. Offensively now, you look at what they've done. They should be an explosive offense. You've got Garrett Wilson. You've got Breece Hall, just to name a couple. But you look defensively at what this team has built. They were really good on the defensive side last year. I think not as good as they thought they'd be, but they were still pretty damn good. You've got, you know, Sauce Gardner leading the charge there. You've got Quinnen Williams. Quincy Williams. This team is foundationally built on their draft picks. Yes, Aaron Rodgers was not a draft pick. You brought him in, but this is a team that was built ground up.
Well, Will McDonald is going to have to show up now with the loss of Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff was like a diamond in a rough. Very few players ever do what he does, but he was a situational pass rusher. He was not an every down linebacker or edge rusher. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, sure.
So they did not want to pay him that kind of money, and I understand why. This is one of the reasons why you draft. So a guy, if you lose a guy like Bryce Huff and somebody's going to overpay for him, if you believe they overpaid for him, you got to replace him with a draft pick, and that draft pick is Will McDonald. Mm-hmm. So it's now his turn to step up, and that's why I know some Jet fans were a little bit disappointed that Huff ended up leaving. But at the end of the day, this is why, you know, today when Joe Douglas sits down and he looks at the draft board and he looks at the contracts that he just signed, he knows what he needs next year, not just this year, but next year to replace some of these guys that, you know, are on one-year deals. And they're older players that if they do end up getting injured, you know what, then they don't have to bring them back and there's no extenuating cap hit. So I think it's smart what the Jets are doing. There's no question about that. But they are going to require a wide receiver coming off of a knee injury, the back problems with the left tackle, and an Achilles injury on a 40-year-old quarterback.
Understood. I understand all of that, but I also know it's a one-year league now, and they are all in on 2024, and rightly so. And you tell me, aside from, I agree with you that they've passed the Bills, they've passed the Dolphins, the Patriots are what they are. Yeah, the Chiefs are still the team you got to beat. I understand that, and the Ravens are pretty damn good too. But, if the Jets had a healthy season, or at least were healthy at the right time, meaning the back part of the season, you're going to tell me, especially with what I watched last year in the playoffs, this team's not capable of beating the Chiefs or beating the Ravens with a Hall of Fame quarterback and that defense?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm just saying it's great right now as we sit here in March, and it was great last year.
Absolutely.
When we were talking about Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets at this time. But you can see how things can go haywire pretty quickly in the NFL. So we sit here. This is what I'm saying about it. I'm happy to see what Joe Douglas has done. He's attended to the offensive line. He's brought in another wide receiver. And hopefully Aaron Rodgers is doing great. And he's going to come back and he's going to be ready to rock and roll. He does have foundational young players that, you know, everybody seems to love. And seems like Sauce Gardner, LaSauce Gardner, is very happy now as the assistant GM that some of these players are coming to the New York Jets. I mean, you take a look at some of these players that they've signed. I love the re-signing, by the way, of Greg Zuerlein and Thomas Morstead. Those guys are, you know, valuable veteran pieces that, you know, had great years last year and were really good. And one of the reasons why the Jet defense was as good as it was is because of the flipping of the field of Thomas Morstead.
Yeah.
You forget that, how that helps in the bigger picture. So all I say is that they're spending quality money, smart money, not overspending for anybody, I do not believe. I'd like to be Tyrod Taylor making 2 years, $18 million. I'll tell you that right now.
You saw how important that was last year.
But yeah, well, and that's exactly what, if you remember what Woody Johnson said at the Super Bowl.
He said,
we did not have a backup quarterback, and you know what? We need to win this year. And that's why I said after the Super Bowl that if these guys don't get it right, and these guys don't stay healthy, and they don't start winning, there's going to be a lot of people over there looking for new jobs.
There are probably, and I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say, there are probably only three times in my lifetime that I think I've thought this way about the Jets in terms of potentially winning a Super Bowl. You've had, obviously, the years with Rex. I thought that they had a chance to win a Super Bowl. I really did. Those couple of years going in, you thought that he was the missing piece in terms of what they could or could not do, and I thought they would win a Super Bowl. They didn't. A couple of AFC title games didn't do it. I thought with Parcells, they were going to do it. They didn't. I thought last year, I thought they were going to win a Super Bowl just like I do this year, and this is all the same era. Other than that, you know, they were good in the mid-80s, but I never thought of them, again, and I was 11 years old, I never thought of them as a Super Bowl team, but they were good. Three times. Parcells, Rex Ryan, and now, yes, Rob Saleh, but I'm thinking more Aaron Rodgers-led Jets in 2023 and now 2024. And then the last thing you mentioned when you got started here was the whole Brock Bowers thing, who you brought up to my, you know, we were talking about yesterday.
Sure.
In terms of the, and I always thought, I really did, I always thought that the Jets were gonna draft an offensive tackle or a wide receiver. That's what I always thought they were doing. And then when you mentioned that yesterday, I was kind of surprised. And then they get Mike Williams, and now everybody is saying, after you did yesterday, that Brock Bowers is likely the guy that they could end up with. This pick, as opposed to in past years, is a luxury pick.
It is, and the luxury pick means that you could take this kid Bowers out of Georgia. You could take another wide receiver if you want. You could also take an offensive tackle. You're going to have a shot at one of the top defenders in this draft, because the top of this draft is going to be predominantly offensive players. The other thing you can do here, too, is if your guy that you don't really want isn't there, you could trade out and you could pick up another couple picks, two or three picks, which would also be smart for the Jets, because, you know, there are a lot of good inside linemen in this draft. There are a lot of centers, kind of guard types, that, and I know that the Jets have a new center, a second-year center, and hopefully AVT is going to be back and be healthy. But I do think, at the end of the day, that the Jets right now, on paper, did a great job. Now, if we sit here in October and seven of these guys are injured, guess
right.
what? Everybody's going to be screaming about the GM and the head coach and get rid of them all.
You're 100% right. And you know what's going to happen, too, if we're sitting here in mid-June and Aaron Judge is on the DL? And if
get rid
Juan
of Brian
Soto,
Cashman.
Yes. And if Garrett
thing.
Cole can't pitch again because of the elbow. I mean, and it's the thing that bugs me about what we do for a living and as fans. There is, I don't think I could find one person that didn't think the Yankees should re-sign Aaron Judge. I mean, he is the face of that organization. To me, him and Ohtani are the faces of baseball.
Well, he's the captain.
Surpassed. No, I know, but it wasn't, no one was like, wow, they re-signed Judge. Yeah, you're damn right they re-signed Judge because he's one of the best baseball players we've ever seen. Yet, if last year with the toe, this year it's been weird with the abdominal, whatever the hell he's got going on. Don't know where he's going to be, and you don't know if he's going to give you 150 games this year. Mm-hmm. You've got Stanton is what he is. You've got Soto here now on a one-year deal, so I don't think you worry about that. But Cole and Judge are the two guys that if they don't play, people are going to be screaming about Brian Cashman again, and yet we would have all done the same thing.
It's not his fault. And that's what you try to look at these things practically, but I will say that, you know, if you go back and you look at draft picks and you look at Zach Wilson, you look at Mekhi Becton, those are whiffs.
That's,
you know,
100%,
that's yes. a bad thing. But then the trade of Jamal Adams kind of balances that out. And then the, you know, when you think of the extension of Quinnen Williams, you think of the draft of Sauce Gardner and, of course, you know, Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall, you think, like, damn, there's a lot of good players here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Joe Douglas has done a good job. They have just been besieged by injuries and just one loyal kind of mistake, and that was sticking with Zach Wilson, not realizing that maybe he wasn't long for here. And they still have to figure out where they're going to send him. And most people think that he's going to end up in San Francisco.
Right.
That's what most people think. I you know, I wouldn't doubt that. I'm still holding on to my Minnesota dream, though.
Yeah, which would be phenomenal. All I know is this. Going into a season, injuries are part of every game. The athletes have gotten bigger, stronger, faster, and I think we've seen more injuries than we ever will. But if we can't hope and project and expect an injury-free or at least be down with the injuries and just kind of wish and hope for a big season, then what are we doing?
Well, it is a 70-game season, and as Gio went on a rant a few weeks back, about nobody gets more injured than New York athletes.
It's a lot. We've dealt with a lot.
It is incredible.
But
how many guys get hurt?
He's right, but it's everywhere.
It's big name guys.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was Pete Alonso for the Mets last year.
Well, but he didn't miss that much time.
Yeah, but he came back too early.
I agree with that, but it's not like you lost Pete Alonso for the season.
No, but the point being is that you lose a Tyron Smith for four games. You think that's easy? You think that?
No, I think it hurts.
Depending on what the depth looks like. Joe Douglas is not done by any stretch of the imagination. Still adding to this team, whether it be via draft or a low-level free agents that are still out there looking to bounce back or just looking for some sort of place to land. So there's no telling what else he's going to do. But I will say, if you question the Jets going into this offseason and you said the Jets had to do something, I would think that every Jet, I'm going to say every Jet fan, because not every Jet fan sees their team the same way, but I would say the majority of Jet fans have got to be happy with what Joe Douglas has done right now.
Couldn't agree more. All right, quick trivia question before we take our first break.
Yes.
The 2024 baseball season has begun. We're in the bottom of the first inning in Seoul, Korea, with you got the Padres now facing Tyler Glass now. Xander Bogaerts is the leadoff hitter. How did the 2024 season begin? With Yu Darvish facing Mookie Betts.
Struck him out.
No. He walked
him.
On a 3-1 pitch clock violation.
Oh, great.
What a way to begin.
You know what that shows me?
That's
it shows
funny.
Me that you're spending more time watching
I'm
that
into
than
it.
Listening to me.
I heard everything you said. I wrote everything down, and I addressed everything you said. So that's factually incorrect. We'll take our first break. It is 6:18. Also factually correct. CeeLo will be here in about like 2 minutes. Really quick break, so don't go anywhere.
All right.
We got lots to do. It's a Wednesday. It's the Boomer and Geo program on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, coming live to the Sports Hub Studio, Boomer and Geo program G on some tropical island. He will be back on Monday, so I am here, you're there. Boomer's in his rightful spot, and CeeLo is in mine. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Monmouth University. Bigger thinking, more inspired, you amplified. It's 6:26. The baseball season is underway, and Jerry is already hook, line, and sinker.
I am. Why? What the hell?
It's did like, you just make a bet?
I did. I made my first bet of the baseball season.
All right. So what was your bet?
I took Jason Hayward at +650 to homer today.
Of all the guys in the Dodger lineup.
All the guys.
Yeah. That's right.
Likes a good value.
I know he's going to bat about 190 this season, but yeah. he'll go yard.
He's going to go yard in this game.
Yes. That's why I made the bet.
I mean, they are indoors. I guess that helps, right?
I mean, you ran into Fliegelman like, I can't wait to get this in. I'm like, are you okay?
Well, because his at-bat's coming up soon. I want to make sure he got it in. I don't want to miss an at-bat.
And you're gonna be totally distracted this whole day watching this baseball
game. I think I've been laser sharp so far.
Well, with the pitch clock, it could be quick. It could be done by 8:30 or so. And, away you go.
I would expect it to be done by 8:30.
Right,
that's
exactly.
That's probably true.
The Dodgers are running early and often here on the Padres. So you mentioned the
old school Boomer.
Yeah, you mentioned the pitch clock, ball four there to get bets on. Then he stole second base and was promptly sent back on an umpire's interference.
Oh, is that what asking me? Okay.
Right out of the gate, you had
umpire's
pitch clock.
Get out of the way.
The top of the first.
Jeez.
So we're off and running from Seoul. Right. Thankfully, they had police go through and clear. There was a bomb threat against Shohei, so they had to go check that out. For us, it was last night, I guess, for them earlier in the day, but all is well. Fans are in the building. They had a nice pregame ceremony, and it is a scoreless game in the top half of the second. All right, first words to Garrett Wilson on his new running mate at wide receiver. That, of course, is Mike Williams. So Wilson took to X yesterday to write, "Mike Will, up top where the kids can't reach it." And that is the hope, bringing in a big, deep threat with the career stats to prove it. It's a one-year contract, up to $15 million, but likely a lot less than that when you look at the breakdown, like the Tyron Smith deal.
Yes.
Was up to $20 million. He's guaranteed $6.5
million. It's amazing. All these contracts are so fugazi.
Yes.
They give you all these big numbers. And I'm not saying the guys aren't getting paid. They are getting paid certain amounts of money. But how many guys, after a year or 2 years, are asked to redo their contracts, take less money,
right,
spread more money out? I mean, it's just...
But even in a one-year deal on a couple of veteran guys who have some injuries, they can max out with all the incentives at a bigger number. But for Joe Douglas and the Jets,
flexibility,
paying less as far as the guarantee.
I know they play more games in baseball and in the NBA, but when you look at the risk factor of games like the NFL and the NHL, the fact that these guys don't get contracts, like, and I know they're all, well, I shouldn't even say that because the NFL makes more money than everybody combined.
Yeah, but half the contracts are not guaranteed.
That's where I was going. The fact that the baseball players and the NBA guys get these fully guaranteed contracts and hockey and NFL guys don't is a crime.
No, it was interesting. I was talking to somebody about Saquon Barkley, and they brought up a great point. Let's say on Barkley exactly what the Eagles offered him.
Mm-hmm.
And I use him as an example because it's human nature. And I'm not saying anything bad about Saquon. I'm just saying that this is the way it works. So Saquon is, you know, basically a lot of blood, sweat, and tears for the New York Giants over 7 years. A lot of injuries. Mm-hmm. And he sees himself as the best player in the team. And he's playing with a quarterback that's making $41 million. So the thought process in his mind is like, what, they're paying him that much. They should be paying me at least $20 million a year or whatever.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. So let's say you the Giants do sign him for that contract. He's still going to be upset that he didn't get the money that he wanted from the Giants and the fact that the Giants franchised him for 1 year. You know, it's just a mental thing that these players go through, and you wonder why all these players end up moving teams and everything else like that. So now the Eagles give him that kind of money. He's excited because he's got a new team. He's got more to prove.
Fresh start.
And it is a fresh start. And there is something to be said about that. And that's why teams, you know, end up trading guys that you don't think that they would trade because the money that they're offering, the guy finds it to be insulting. But if he gets that same amount somewhere else, he's got a fresh start. He's got a new
change of scenery.
Yes. And he wants to prove to his new teammates how good he is. And he certainly wants to show Giant fans how good he could have been.
I agree. And the fact that we've devalued the running back for whatever reason, when you got a guy that's going to carry the ball 20 times, boo! He's going to carry the ball 20 times, and he's also going to be one of your main guys out of the backfield receiving the ball. He's going to be touching the ball 40% of the time, and he gets, he's almost one of the least paid players on the team when
that's
you look
exactly
at the
right
skill position.
So the point being is from the mental standpoint, a lot of teams will end up letting guys go from their own team, not because they want to let them go, it's because they know that they're going to be unhappy.
Yeah.
And if you're unhappy, that means in a 17-game season, you got a little bit of a tweak here, a little bit of a hamstring pull there. Guess what? You're not playing.
Although he did not do that, and he could
I'm not saying he was. I'm just giving you an example of a guy that, you know, you could have paid him the same amount of money, but he wouldn't have been happy had he stayed. That's the point. Yeah. The point is that he took money and he went to a new team and now he's fresh. He's going to be with a different quarterback and a different system with different players. And they legitimately have a chance to win the NFC East.
Mm. Change of scenery spot.
Yeah.
If G was here, that's what he'd say. All right. Now, you guys looked at me like I was crazy
when
I came in here with the sandwich story late in yesterday.
Sandwich.
Show. Yeah. Well, it became all the rage yesterday from Jet fans to social media to ESPN right on through the Jets' social media account. They leaned into it heavily. Mike Williams himself, as it turns out, just moments after officially signing his contract, all because NYJ
Matt... No, that's not why he signed the contract. Knock it off.
Well, that's what he said.
That's not what Mike Williams said. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
I said that he talked about it.
He said he presented the contract.
That is true.
Okay. And you had NYJ Matt door dashing the Taylor ham, egg, and cheese to one Jets drive early Tuesday morning.
Am I trying this right now? For real?
You want to. You don't
have to. No, I'm kind of hungry, low-key. I'd take like a bite or something.
That's a hell of a job by that fan.
Package up good.
I love the crinkling and the crunching of the bag there.
Did you see how much it cost?
I did not. A couple bucks.
Somebody did a breakdown of the cost of it. You know, somewhere around $23 for a sandwich to be delivered.
Oh, the delivery charge, right? Off hours, perhaps. But
so
anyway.
So who was the guy that did that?
NYJ Matt.
NYJ Matt. Good job, NYJ Matt.
He's got like 30,000 followers even before I think all this went nuts yesterday.
That's great.
On Twitter.
Smart.
So, yeah, it was. And here was the end result of that.
Where's this place at?
In Morristown.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. This one got the deal sign right here.
What's that little? Did you hear that little breath at the end there?
This one got the deal sign right here.
That's so weird.
Good for him.
Yes. Even the Nets joined in on the fun because they had him courtside last night for their latest loss to the Pelicans.
You know what? Kaplan got me. He posted I saw the video and he photoshopped Evan's face. So they showed Williams on the big screen.
Yeah.
And then after it, there was a guy in a Jet uniform like this. and Kaplan photoshopped Evan's face on it. And I'm like, that's awesome. They got Evan on the board. And then I realized, nope, that was not Evan.
No,
it was just a random fan.
It was not. But the Nets did give him a fresh bag and a fresh sandwich. So everybody was having fun with the sandwich.
And they had to endure that.
Yes. And then Zion Williamson scored 28 points, and the Pelicans beat the Nets 104.
Yeah, so that sandwich was about $6 or $7 on the menu.
Yeah.
And it cost $23 to deliver it.
Listen, people got to get paid.
I understand.
Deliver that bad
boy. I understand.
Got to go through security in Florida, one Jets drive just to get up there. It's a lot.
Now, do the Jets pay Matt back or no? NYC Matt?
Reimburse him for the sandwich cost? I don't think so. I think that they certainly got him plenty of attention yesterday. That it's all fair.
NYJ Matt?
NYJ Matt.
NYJ Matt.
Yes.
Okay.
If it were Schwartz, he'd demand a whole suite for the year.
Damn straight.
Schwartz, who admitted on Twitter yesterday he had to look up what Taylor Ham was. He's not familiar with that.
He's not familiar with a lot of things.
I mean, he called tequila tequila.
Yeah, he did.
Come on.
He did.
Really?
He did.
Yeah.
All right. Giants-wise, you got the report that J.J. McCarthy visited their facility last week, had dinner with the front office, so a little bit of smoke there. And also, as the Giants look for another corner opposite Deonte Banks, former All-Pro Tre'Davious White is reportedly coming in for a visit sometime this week. He visited the Rams yesterday. He's got the Titans on his schedule as well. So the Browns trade for Jerry Jeudy last week and then hand him a three-year extension with $41 million guaranteed, which seemed like a big number for a guy that has not exactly lived up to his draft expectations. But
they've had quarterback issues and offensive issues out there in Denver. I don't think he was good as everybody thought he was coming out of college. Man, it's going to be $41 million
guaranteed.
It's going to be interesting in Cleveland.
That's fully guaranteed at signing, not a FACACTA guarantee. So at least according to the reports.
Man, I'll tell you what, Deshaun Watson's going to have some pressure on him, huh?
Yes, I would say so. All right, let's move along.
Where'd
here.
Joe Flacco go? Indy?
Yes, he went to Indianapolis.
Yeah, let's head to Dayton, where the shorthanded Wagner Seahawks, after their run through the NEC tournament, had a hold on down the stretch against Howard.
Kick out Dockery, three on the way. No, it's short. Three chances for Howard, and that's the buzzer. Wagner survives. The Seahawks, with only seven healthy players, hold on to beat Howard 71-68 of the first four.
The call courtesy of the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. First tournament win in program history. Head coach Donald Copeland.
It's phenomenal. You know, you dream of this moment, you know, not just as a player, but as a coach, man, to compete for a championship. And we did that regardless of what we were going through. We never stopped believing. We never stopped having an expectation of ourselves.
And now they advanced.
Did you watch any of this or no?
I saw just the highlights. So to be honest,
there was,
I was commuting
one
home.
Point, they went up 29-12. They were up 29-12 at one point. Yeah,
yes.
17. And Howard hit a shot or whatever. And then they come back down. They turn the ball over. Howard's coming down again. And you could see like one of the defenders, I guess, didn't go above the screen. He got picked off on like how he was probably told not to. And Copeland's on the sideline. He is jumping up and down like he's doing jumping jacks. Like nuts.
Well,
in a good way, though, because
he comes off the Hurley tree, doesn't it?
And then, of course, he hits the three, and then he calls timeout. And Rothstein was great with the sideline report. Just one question. He's like, Coach, you're up 15, but you seem really upset by your defense. Why? And he gave you good. You could tell he was, like, excited to be there and do it. And it was a fun win for them and a wild ending for sure.
Good luck to the Seahawks against the Tar Heels.
Yeah. Yeah, you know where that game is,
in
right?
Charlotte.
In Charlotte. Good luck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, congrats on that first four wins. That'll be tomorrow afternoon. In the meantime, Tuesday's nightcap, Colorado State all over Virginia, 67-42. So the Rams advance to face Texas tomorrow night. But the story here is UVA and the criticism the selection committee took before the game was even played for putting the Cavs in the field. Your boy Wally Szczerbiak went in on them after the game on CBS Sports Network.
Mountain West completely blew them off the floor. Mountain West, we've been saying, has been completely underseeded. And the way you perform in this tournament, it puts the committee on notice. They made a mistake putting Virginia into the NCAA tournament. Every bracketologist was saying it. They go out and play like this. It's unwatchable basketball the way they played today on national TV.
And he talked about St. John's and Seton Hall.
Wow,
I'll
tell
Pittsburgh.
You. Wally, I wish it was, you know, that critical when he does net games.
Mm. Yeah, well.
You know how many field goals they made
on
that game?
Poor college kids.
They only made 14 shots in the game.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible.
They had a stretch where they went like 8 minutes. They didn't score. I mean, that is. He's right.
Yeah,
tough
I
to
did
watch.
Knicks like 6 years ago.
Well, this was worse.
All right, well, they're one and done. See you later. And then the committee will have to maybe rethink things moving forward for next year, but that's for another day. At the Garden, sluggish second period ended up costing the Rangers last night.
Snyder off the boards and around to Miller. Kreider knocked away by Scheifele. Scheifele on a breakaway. Scheifele in, scores!
That's Sam Rosen on MSG. Chris Kreider gets his pocket picked there. Scheifele goes the other way. And P.T. Igor Shesterkin, he ended up with the empty netter for the hat trick as Winnipeg came into the Garden, beat the Rangers 4-2. Rangers got hella bucked last night.
That's exactly what happened. He was unbelievable. Then what ends up happening is because he's so good that they end up trying to go for, you know, top corners, you know, low shots away, and they end up missing the net. Yes.
Miss small.
He was something special last night. Now they got the Bruins and the Panthers coming up.
Yes, they
and
do.
The Well, depends on what you're looking for. They're two back because they beat the Islanders last night, and they haven't lost since the Rangers beat them 1-0 last week.
Yes, Carolina 4-1 atop the Isles. That game got away from the Isles quickly, and you couple that with wins for the Flyers and the Red Wings. It leaves the Islanders 3 points out of a wild card spot and further back if they were planning on catching Philadelphia for third place in the Metropolitan Division. The Devils did beat the Penguins 5-2, and not to end on a sad note, but this was a story from yesterday. Chris Simon, who played for both the Islanders and the Rangers, as well as the Avalanche Cup-winning team in 1996, passed away at the age of 52.
And what was the story, since you ended on a sad note, I will add to it. Oh. The tennis player whose former...
Sabalenka's boyfriend. They were ruling it a suicide.
He was a former NHL player.
Yeah.
And he supposedly jumped out of their hotel room, I believe. Oh. A hotel room.
And she's going to continue playing in whatever, at least as of last night when I saw
it. It was her ex-boyfriend. Right, I said boyfriend. Oh, it was an ex-boyfriend, okay, I believe. I don't know how long ago they dated. I saw those headlines between that and the Chris Simon
thing. Not good.
No, not good at all. But you were good.
Thank you.
We do appreciate
that. Jason Hayward, not so much. He popped up.
He did pop up. That was the boo.
How many at-bats do you think?
Three more at-bats that we got a shot. We shall see. We got $20 on him to homer.
They already turned the lineup over. Here's Mookie Betts.
Right, exactly. And we're what inning are we in?
Top of the third.
And by the way, the South Koreans have a dance team.
They do.
So this is what we're going to see when the Mets are playing?
I don't know. Oh, so I don't think you're going to see that during the game like this.
In the stands.
But I do think in between innings that you might get that. I mean, a few times you would think if they're paying a dance team, yeah.
I got to tell you, I kind of like it.
Well, it does, in this case, it gives you a little bit of atmosphere, I suppose. But I don't think we need this.
Well, this is something that the South Korean baseball fan is used to, right? I would assume.
I have no idea.
This wasn't just for this game, was it?
I don't remember from the pandemic what they... Well, there were no fans when we were watching Korean baseball. Right. They were the first ones back. And we were watching those games with the no fans in the stands.
Yep.
And you had the, not the poster, but the cutouts instead.
There you go, Boomer. Remember. OPS Plus by shortstops.
Oh, my God.
Petrucelli on the list.
Oh, Robin Yount.
And Lou Boudreau.
Robin Yount.
That's right.
By the way, really quick, because Fernando Tatis Jr. was on that, on the screen there. I know he's in the game. No recollection that Fernando Tatis Sr. was on the Mets. None.
It had to be brief, yeah?
It was a couple years.
It was a couple years?
And one season. Wow. He played like 100 games.
Huh.
I mean, it was...
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that either.
2000, I forget, 10, 11, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Moving right along. Okay. See you guys next hour.
Oh, good. Thanks, CeeLo.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get more into the... Well, continue with the calls. 877-337-6666 with the football. Also... There's a big apology coming. There's a big apology coming, and we'll do that at the top of the hour. Is that okay?
Yeah, it sounds fine to me. Yeah, as long as it doesn't bother me.
My mistake. I apologize. It ain't my mistake at all, actually. I'm the one that's been on the other side of this.
Oh, you have
been. So I will apologize for others coming up at 7 o'clock, if that's all right with you.
It is
the
Boomer
and Geo program, coming to live in the Bill Ford Club studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Moving hour, it is the Boomer and Geo program. I do believe G is teeing off in about 20 minutes where he is. So good for him as we sit here and we talk all about sports. And we take phone calls as well. 877-337-6666. And we've got a couple of topical calls on the line, which we will get to. And coming up at 7 o'clock, an apology. Yep, that is right. An apology to a New York sports figure who was somewhat, I don't want to say trash, that's not the right word, but unfairly spoken about. On this radio station and in other places as well. And we got the truth yesterday, so an apology coming up at 7. For now, Pete in Sussex County is going to clear a couple of things up for us in terms of dancing at baseball games. What's up, Pete? Good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you guys. I used to work for Newark Bears, and Newark Bears and used to have a dance team, and they dance pregame, in between innings when they do promotions and stuff like that, but also in independent ball, there's Quebec, they have the Capitals. They would actually sit on top of the dugout, the dancers, and then like in between at bats, they'd get up and do a little dance or this and that too as well.
That's what we're seeing in South Korea now, because they're playing in Seoul, South Korea. We're seeing the same thing.
Yeah, I guess so. I wouldn't think you have enough time for a dance routine in between at bats, but if that's what you're talking about,
right?
Maybe we will see that.
It's amazing. Ohtani's got his first hit of the year already. He's coming off a UCL surgery, and he's already stolen a base.
Well, yeah, the UCL is not part of his legs, so he can run, and he can swing.
How about when you slide? Pitch?
What about it?
I mean, don't you put your arms out and stuff? I mean,
he didn't have surgery last week.
The guy's amazing.
He's good. He's amazing. He's unbelievable.
He's already won the MVP.
He has not won the MVP. Yes, he although he did single the right field. That is true. And
he stole second base, and I think he just stole third.
And had, he walked to third. He also on Darvish is in this at bat.
Yeah.
Hit a ball about a country mile just foul.
Okay.
And we were watching it seems like a mostly Dodger crowd in South Korea, and they were into it for sure. Bill in Shoreham, what's up, Bill? Good morning.
Guys, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Great acquisition with Williams. Hopefully he can bring his early San Diego form back. He was a beast. He really was. But my question is, what do you guys think about bringing back Jamal Adams? Because their one weakness with the D was they got gashed many times by tight ends. Couldn't cover the tight end. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't see that at all. No way. Not the way he left here. Not the way he was when he was here. Not the way that he was and ended in Seattle. No way.
Yeah, that was an ugly split, as we know. And I never even actually contemplated that.
We were just talking about having an unhappy player in your locker room.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want is an unhappy player in your locker room. You want everybody to be on the same, the same thought process and everybody pulling together. And you don't want somebody to, come in, feel that he's underpaid, bitch and complain. And then, the media with him, that's the other thing.
And the fans. Don't forget about the fans.
Right.
When he left, there was a lot of back and forth on social media, too.
Yeah, that's not happening. The other thing, too, is I found this out yesterday. I didn't know this. That Marcus Stroman has supposedly...
No. 7 o'clock.
Okay.
7 o'clock. We're getting to it.
All right.
But before we do take a break and we get to that...
Okay.
You were looking at the NFL standings and you were looking at teams. And
yes.
And you basically uttered as you were looking and running down the list...
I like to look at lists.
You said, you look at the standings. And you kind of muttered, God, it just comes down to the health of Aaron Rodgers. That having been said, when you look at those teams... If he is healthy, and if this team is relatively healthy, who can't they beat? Like, who, aside from Patrick Mahomes, he's on his own little island.
I'm just telling you, Jim Harbaugh is going to, it's going to be a different Chargers team. They're going
to. In year one, you expect them to be that good?
Yep. I also think that the Bengals getting a healthy Joe Burrow back are going to be a pain in the ass. Baltimore's going to be a pain in the ass. You know that. I think they are. I think that they've gotten better, assuming that Aaron Rodgers is healthy. I think they're better than Buffalo and Miami on paper, at least.
I think that's the
I know they're better. I know they're better than New England. But, man, Mahomes, and they added Marquise Brown to that group now, and he'll get him in shape, and he'll get him going. That defense, you know, they kept their – looks like they're going to have to trade L'Jarius Sneed, which would be a big loss for them. But they're still going to be really good, man.
I know they're going to be really good. The Jets are on that level, though. If this team is healthy, they are loaded defensively, and they should be loaded offensively.
We got to see it.
I have seen it. I've seen Aaron Rodgers.
I'd like to see a first month of football games. I applaud, along with every other Jet fan out there, I applaud everything that Joe Douglas has done thus far to fill in the void where they had to. And they still have depth issues that they have to go through. They probably want to add a couple more special teams types of guys and cornerbacks. But I'm just telling you, I just want to see a month worth of football where all of these guys are healthy, come together, and are ready to play, as opposed to the offseason fodder that we had to deal with last year. Enough of that. I want it quiet. I want them to play. I want to keep the heads down. And, when Aaron Rodgers gets back here, I can't even imagine what these media sessions are going to be like.
And when they do, 13 wins, deep run in the postseason.
I hope you're right. I really
That's what
do.
This team should do. That's what they should do on paper.
I mean, and by the way, have the Dallas Cowboys done anything?
Who's this?
Your team.
They re-signed Rico Dowdle yesterday.
Good.
Eric Kendricks.
All right, that's a good sign.
Leighton Van Der Esch was forced, which I want to get to at some point later. Not just him, but just injuries like that as we go around the NFL at 8 o'clock. Oh, by the way,
all right.
He did announce his retirement after just 6 years.
Yeah,
great player. Unfortunately, the neck injury is too much to come back from. All right, we'll take a break. 1 hour down. When we come back, you don't have to, but I am going to issue an apology because I heard something and watched something yesterday that made me think, here we go yet again, overreacting to crap. It's the Boomer and Geo program on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, they're the South Korean dancers. Look.
Yes, they are.
They're doing a whole thing. Look at that.
Coming live to Citi Field this spring and summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.